The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Well, the good Wallace didn't get herself ejected in the state final for some dumb stuff.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't want to say I dreaded showing up to this football game on Friday night, but...
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
Mike, if you want to talk, you have to talk into the microphone. There we go. Mic to mic.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Bird's Eye View here on WTBR and WSBR. It is the... this is not the final episode of October. Is this the final episode of October? I think it is. No, second to last. October 31st is a Friday. Halloween's a Friday. So you'll get one more broadcast of us in October, which means, unfortunately, I will have to work on Halloween night, and we're not looking forward to that. This is Jesse. Mike is not here right now. Mike is on the road. The MIAA is having an open house, and their headquarters are in Franklin, so he's taking the hour 45, two-hour hike out there. Unfortunately, it starts at 11 o'clock, so I was hoping that maybe he could feed us some interesting tidbits in real time. That is not going to be the case, because he's on the road right now. So hopefully he's has an easy trip on the pike, but he'll be back next week. In any case, we have some interesting stuff going on right now, folks. It's high school football. This is the Western Mass playoffs. The NBA season just kicked off. We had our first two nights. I don't know if anyone saw the insane double overtime game between the Oklahoma City Thunder and the Houston Rockets. That was incredible. It makes me laugh that Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, his game-winning shot was from the free throw line, is just so funny given the narrative around him. That being said, he is so freaking smooth. It's just incredible. The pull-up mid-range that he has, it's disgusting. Just gets to his spot, rises, ball, doesn't even touch the net. It's just in. It's just incredible. He was so good. Chet Holmgren was fantastic. Lou Dort was great. Cason Wallace and Aaron Wiggins were fantastic. I mean, Aaron Wiggins was like the best player in the third quarter. Not sure I'd ever say that in a game where SGA, Jalen Williams, Kevin Durant, Alperen Şengün are all playing. Şengün was also fantastic. Kevin Durant almost sold. That was really funny when he called for a timeout, didn't have one, and the refs didn't call the technical, which should have ended it, but, you know. Adam Silver called in and said, hey, guys, we need this thing to keep rolling, so double OT in the first game of the season. NBA scriptwriters were cooking up a storm. Last night, of course, we had the Cavs' incredible comeback effort against the Knicks. Knicks won, and the Spurs dominated the Dallas Mavericks. Cooper Flagg. Honestly, I think it was kind of a moment in time thing. If you watched it, if you didn't watch it, very, very, very first possession for Dallas. I think it was Anthony Davis who threw up an alley-oop, and one-handed Cooper Flagg just can't quite get it. He hits it, and the ball bounces away. Bounces off the side. It was so close to being an amazing alley-oop. First possession of the game, first points of his career, and it doesn't go. And I feel like if it does go, he drops 25 in his debut. And instead, he was flinging a lot of bricks. I think he had 10 points, 10 rebounds, which isn't bad for your NBA debut, but it wasn't quite the same. Victor Wembanyama is just, he was so good. There was a series where he blocks a shot on one end, all right? And not only does he block a shot, but he blocks it on somebody who's about 6'10". And what's scary is Wemby wasn't even in the apex of his jump. Like, he jumped to block it, but he was still moving up. He hadn't, he wasn't in the air fully. He was still moving upward, and he is already blocking the shot. And then he takes off down the court with the ball, does a little dribble, step back three, which he makes, and then gets fouled for a 4-point. So in one singular like full court possession, he blocks a shot and then does his own solo 4-point play. Unreal. The guy's unreal. I thought the prognostications, the rankings that you see before every season of putting him top five were a little high. I thought top 10, maybe top 15 was a better spot. And I didn't think that top five, I thought he could be top five, but I thought as of right now, he wasn't. And one game in, it's like, all right, well, now I'm ready to put him top five. I am. He's that good. He's that freakish. Yeah, that was. I just had to talk a little basketball before we get my Nets looking really, really bad, which is very sad. But as long as they get a lottery pick, a top five pick, we'll be okay with that. If you can, if you lose by 20 to the Hornets, it's just going to be a rough season. We know this. Cam Thomas, Michael Porter Jr., something like 7 of 26 from the field. So that's pretty depressing. Yeah, we'll see how all the kids they drafted do. Ugh, it's going to be a long year for them. It's going to be a long year for them. Celtics lost by 1 point to the Sixers. VJ Edgecombe, heck of a starting debut for him, for the rookie. I think they said he had the third most points in a rookie debut. And Tyrese Maxey just does not like the Celtics. 40 points. Incredible. So, helped lead the Sixers to a win. Embiid, I believe, only played 20 minutes. Not sure if that was injury or if that was the plan. In any case, basketball season just started, but soccer, volleyball seasons are heating up. We had the Berkshire County Cross Country Championships this past weekend. Mike was there for that. Obviously, he's not here right now. But Western Mass Championships are this weekend, I want to say. That's in Westfield. I'm just blanked on his name. Connor Zan, I want to say. A Pittsfield boy. He won the boys' title. Now I have to look this up. I can't believe it. Amelia Desolets from Iowa Mountain. She won the girls' title. She's been the best cross-country runner. On the girls' side in the Berkshire for a couple years now. Cohen Zan. I'm not sure you pronounce it. Cohen Zan. He won on the boys' side from PHS. Amelia Desolets from Monument won on the girls' side. To be fair, Ever Pacheco, the Monument standout, did not participate. He's, I believe, going to UMass to race collegiately or to do cross-country collegiately. But yeah, he was not participating, so that is a little bit, you know, the best guy wasn't there, but still. Zan had a pretty darn good finish, 15 seconds best of the second place finisher. So he takes the Berkshire County Championship title. Amelia Desolets was the top girl finisher. And Mount Greylock, as they have been doing for a while, they swept the team awards on the girls and the boys' side. So that wasn't really much of a shock. And yeah, they'll all get ready for Western Mass. And then states are down the line. But we should talk because it is Western Mass playoff season. And also, you know what? Before we get there, I do want to mention, because like I said, so the MIAA, the Massachusetts Interscholastic Athletic Association, they are having an open house, so Mike is going to see that. But recently they had a basketball committee meeting and they were discussing changes, and I had seen that the meeting was happening and I hadn't been able to go or catch up on it. And I just caught up on it yesterday and I was stunned because one of the things that they changed, and apparently the committee voted, I think, I don't know, 10-0-1, you know, as in 10 in favor, 14 in favor, 0 against, 1 abstention. is they've voted to recommend moving the margin of victory from 10 points per game to 6 points per game. And that, to me, was very surprising. And especially when you consider that it was, you know, 14 in favor out of 15 people. So it's a lot. It's a lot in favor. And the report was that everyone doesn't think it's going to have that much of an impact. And so for those unaware, margin of victory is very, very important for the state power rankings. Your power ranking is based half of it on your average margin of victory and the other half on your average opponent ranking. So half of your ranking is your margin of victory. And every sport has a margin of victory cap. And this is what we're talking about when we're talking about the basketball committee and what they're changing. The committee has said it's now going from 10 points to 6 points. So the first 4 years of this tournament, if you won a game, if Pittsfield, you know, beat, I don't know, Franklin Tech in basketball, if Pittsfield High won 50 to 25, or if they won 60 to 50, if it's more than a 10, if it's a 10 point or more than a 10 point difference, average margin of victory is just 10 points. So they got a 10 point win. In football, we talk about these 14 point wins because the cap is 14 points. In soccer, it's 3 goals. In volleyball, it's 3 sets. It's different for every sport, but that is the cap. And so the idea is a blowout's a blowout, so we don't need to, you know, this is why everyone hates the net rankings in college basketball, because there is no cap. So if, you know, some Big Ten team like Iowa decides to play a low major school that has no chance of hanging with them and you know, beats them by 45, the net doesn't ever stop that and say, all right, you know what, this was a blowout anyway, so we're going to give you 20 points. No, they gave them 45 points. The MIA says, no. Sportsmanship, a blowout's a blowout. Arguably, I think 10 points was too narrow. I think a 10-point game can still be pretty close. You know, if it's a 6-point game and you play the free throw game at the end, 10 points can be relatively close. I thought they should make it maybe a little wider. But now they're moving it to 6 points, which I think is very, very close. A 6-point game is a really, really close game and does not accurately reflect that a team won comfortably. And I believe their reasoning is at the end of last year, you really saw teams start to game the system, where because everyone is looking to get better, everyone was looking to get better than a 10-point loss, right? Because if a 10-point loss changes your rating, then losing by 9 helps you. Losing by 8 helps you. So teams would be down big in the fourth quarter, and they'd be playing the foul game just to try and get the margin of victory under 10. And on the flip side, the team that was winning would be trying to score to get their margin of victory to 10, because that helps them. And there is a legitimate reason to do that. And so I think they're theorizing is that by making it close, that will be less likely. You know, if you're down 15, it's realistic that you can make it a 10-point game. If you are down 15, it's much, much harder to make it a 6-point game. And I guess if it's already close, then it kind of doesn't matter. So I understand where they're coming from. We'll see if it means anything. You know, teams are still going to play the free throw game if it's a close game. I just don't believe that a 6-point margin of victory, you know, reflects what a team did. If you won by 25, that's an impressive win. You should get a little more bump to your rating than just 6 points. It means that every power rating is going to get lower because the cap, the largest amount of points you can get, is also lower. This is why in football, you know, in Division One, the top teams have ratings in the high 20s. Whereas in soccer, where the margin of victory cap is 3, the top teams have a rating of like 4.5, because half of your rating is the margin of victory, and 3 is the max you can get, which lowers the maximum number of ranking points you can get. So it'll be interesting to see basketball lower last year. I mean, you had teams in the high teens with ease, so you're going to see a substantial drop. Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how this affects it. To be clear, the tournament management committee still needs to vote on this. So this is not set in stone. I think this is one of the things hopefully Mike will be finding out today. But yeah, that'll be interesting. That'll be interesting to see, you know, how that works itself out. Do want to mention, because this was published in the Eagle a couple days ago, but goal leaders in the county, Cooper Calvert leads on the boys' side with 54 points. He has 26 goals and 6 assists for Wakona. Wakona, they're playing today against Chicopee in the Western Mass Class B boys' soccer quarterfinals. Big test. Wakona is the 8th seed. Chicopee is the 1 seed. Dylan Rolfs, 2nd in the county, 19 goals. He actually, I believe, moved up to 20. But Hoosick lost to Gateway yesterday. Tough one. That's 2-1. Hoosick was the 3 seed. They were upset by Gateway, the 6th seed. Hoosick still in line for the state tournament, but they're just going to have to wait to see what their seed is. Rocco Solana, he had 15 goals. He helped McCann to a win at home. As the 2 seed, they beat Pathfinder. So McCann on to the semifinals. If they win, they could see Greylock in the finals, Western Mass finals. His teammate, Ashton Solomon, had a hat trick. So Solomon had 6 goals. Now he has 9. So he moves up the county leaderboards a little bit. Greylock also had a big blowout win over Franklin Tech. It was a busy night at Greylock yesterday. Volleyball team won against Smith Volk in the semifinals, in the Class C semifinals, 3-1. It was a back and forth first set. Greylock had to make a little comeback. They had to dial themselves in. And then in the second set, Smith Volk really took it to them. And closed things out, won, I believe, 25-20. And then the third set was kind of similar to the first set, where Greylock got itself a bit of a lead. Smith Volk came back. They were going back and forth. Greylock won. And then the fourth set, Greylock sweeps. Greylock took care of business, dominated, which is what we've come to expect from the Mounties. And they are back in the Class C final for the third straight year, their 5th straight Western Mass final. We are going to see who they face tonight. Lennox is playing, I believe, either Smith Volk or Franklin Tech. And so the winner of that game will face Greylock in the finals. Lennox is the number 1 seed. Lennox has lost to Greylock in the last 2 years. So I imagine they're looking for that first win. It'll be interesting to see what happens. Lee Volleyball is also playing tonight. They are hosting Renaissance. Lee is 2, Renaissance is 3 in Class D. So, yeah, that will be interesting. On the girls' side, Nora Lopez for Greylock is well out in front as the leading goal scorer with 23. Not sure if she added to her total after their win last night. Like I said, Greylock volleyball won. Greylock girls soccer won. They beat Greenfield 9-0. And then Greylock boys soccer won 5-0. So was a bunch of comfortable Mountie wins last night. Jenna Simone for Lee upped her goal total to 15. Lee pulled off an upset of St. Mary's Westfield in the Class D girls soccer quarterfinals. So now they're on to the semis. We'll talk a little more Western Mass, however, when we come back after this break. So bear with me. Stay with me here on WTBR and WSBR.
Have you ever dreamed of being a radio DJ, spinning your favorite vinyl, CDs, and MP3s? Have you ever wanted to share conversations with interesting guests with the community? Then the WTBR FM Programming Committee wants to hear from you. We are now accepting proposals for new programs. For more information, visit WTBRFM.com or call 445-4234. Pittsfield Community Radio, for the love of radio.
PCTV Select is a great way to watch local content without having a cable subscription. You can keep up with the latest of what's going on in your community from anywhere in the world. and it's available for free right now. Watch live events in full HD on your TV, on your computer, or on the go with your mobile device. Or watch our large library of on-demand video programs anytime that's convenient for you. No more waiting until it's on TV. Did we mention it's free? PCTV Select is everywhere you need to be.
Welcome back, folks. WTBR here. 89.7, 88.1 WSBR. Lee, this is the Bird's Eye View. I'm Jesse. My co-host Mike is not here today. He is on the road going to the MIAA's open house in Franklin, Mass. So, a little bit of a hike. He could not make it. Starts at 11. We were going over some Western Mass tournament action. Volleyball is in its semifinal stage. So we said Mount Greylock Volleyball has made it to its fifth straight Class C, semifinal. Lennox and Lee, Lennox in Class C, Lee in Class D, are both looking to make the finals. They're playing in the semifinals tonight, both at 6 o'clock, both at home. Soccer just finished up its part of its quarterfinal round. They're also playing today. Soccer was Wednesday and now Thursday. So yesterday we had a huge upset. The Wacona girls were the seventh seed. They were second to last. They're the seventh seed in Class B. They have only ever won one Western Mass game in the new tournament format. And then went to face Ludlow, which up until this year played in Class A, the biggest classification. And Wacona won 2-0. Knocked them off. Incredible upset. Brooke Harrington, two goals. Peyton Tatro, massive 18 saves. She saved a penalty kick a little over midway through the first half. Player for Ludlow went left. She went left, deflected it. Ball was loose. She dived to get it. And so she hustled up, kicked it away, and ended essentially the real part of Ludlow's possession. Fantastic game by her. But yeah, unbelievable game from Wacona. Did not expect them to be able to knock off a real power like Ludlow. And now they move on to the semifinals. They're going to have an interesting draw. Unfortunately for Wacona, they're going to be on the road no matter what because they are the seventh seed. They're going to face the winner of number 3 South Hadley, number 6 Frontier. Wacona did tie Frontier earlier in the season, 1-1. South Hadley and Frontier used to be league mates with Wacona until Wacona moved out, and they generally were pretty dominant against Wacona. So it'll be interesting to see how the Warriors fare and who they have to face. But yeah, it's just an incredible performance from Wacona now. We've thought that they were pretty real this year. They were having a great season. The two losses to Mount Greylock were a little confusing. And here they are, showing up, showing out. This feels like they're real now. You know, this feels like a big win. And that they can really compete at the state level, and that they're certainly competing at the Western Mass level, which was not a guarantee. Anyway, as we mentioned, Greylock 9-0 win over Greenfield in the quarterfinals. Addie Cooper and Nomi Evans split the clean sheet. Ruby Morin had a hat trick. Lee girls soccer upset St. Mary's of Westfield, so 1-0. There in the 3-6 game. Leanna Driscoll had a corner kick. Jenna Simone, as we said, second leading scorer in the county on the girls' side, put it through. Maddie Kodak, 22 saves, huge. Lee will be on the road in the semifinals at number 2 Hopkins Academy. Date still TBD. Hopkins beat the 7 seed Ware 3-1. So Hopkins in Hadley, that's where Lee will be going. East Hampton beat McCann. That was an upset. McCann was the 3 seed. Excuse me. Girls side, McCann was the 6 seed. East Hampton was the 3 seed. McCann lost 5-0. So Hornets still looking to be a state tournament team, but their Western Mass journey is over. Pioneer Valley Christian Academy unfortunately ended in Mount Everett's journey in the Western Mass Tournament Class D. It was 0-0 at full time, 0-0 after overtime. They went to penalty kicks, and Pioneer Christian won 1-0. That's a tough one. And then Wakona boys could not do what the girls did and pull off an upset. They were the 8th seed. They lost to Chicopee 6-1. So that's tough. Not sure who had that goal. But yeah, that's how the Western Mass tournament has started for Berkshire County teams. We have a busy night tonight for Berkshire County Western Mass games. Huge one, the big one, is Wakona versus Taconic Volleyball. That is in the Class B semifinals. Taconic pulled off an incredible upset on Monday. They were facing Bay State Academy. Bay State, top 6 seed in Division 5. Bay State, last year, a Division 5, and this is state tournament, a Final Four team. Bay State went to the Class B final last year and lost to Wakona, a bit of an upset that Wakona beat them. So Bay State, very much a very good team, a very real team, and Taconic beat them. Went 1-3-1, or excuse me, went 1-5 sets, won the first two sets, lost the second two, and then clutched out the fifth set 18-16. That was in Springfield at Bay State. And now Taconic faces a very familiar foe in Wakona. Berkshire League rivals. Wakona won both games. I was at the first game, and Taconic didn't show up, really, is the way to put it. They just did not look like they had any interest in the game. They lost in three sets. None of them were all that close. Second match was closer. I believe Wakona won 3-1, but still, it's a 3-1 win. So we're going to see how much magic Taconic has in it. This game is in Dalton. It's tonight at 6 o'clock. Hopefully there's a good crowd. Should be an interesting game. Hard to like Taconic's chances, because Wakona has been one of the best teams in the Berkshire League this year, and they've just kind of generally dominated Taconic the last few years. But this would be a huge win for the Thunder if they can pull it off. Wakona is the 2 seed. Number 1 seed is East Longmeadow, who I'm not sure, they might have already clinched their spot. Yeah, they've already clinched their spot in the Class B final. They beat Frontier 3-1. So, no, you know, not really a surprise there. East Longmeadow played Wakona earlier in the season and dominated. But as we mentioned, Lennox Class C against Franklin Tech. Lee Class D against Renaissance. And then in boys soccer, we have 3 road games tonight. Class B, Monument Mountain is the 5 seed. They're at number 4, Belchertown. Pittsfield High is the 6 seed. They're at number 3, Frontier. And Class C, Lennox is at number 3, Smith Volk. Those are all quarterfinal games. It's a rough draw for Pittsfield. Rough draw for Pittsfield, and they've had a tough season. They're not going to make the state tournament. They made Western Mass, and now they have to face Frontier. They played early in the season. Frontier won 5-0. And last year, in the state tournament, Frontier upset Pittsfield in Pittsfield in the round of 16. So, tough one. You know, if you're the Generals, you'd like to get some payback. But given what we saw, what we've seen earlier in the year, that's not going to happen. On the girls' side, Class B quarters, Pittsfield's at number 1, Belchertown. In Class C quarters, Drury is at Smith Volk. That's a 5-4 game. And 7, Lennox is at 2, Munson. Munson has been a Western Mass power for a long time, so Lennox really uphill battle there. Drury at Smith Volk, that could be an interesting one. Once again, that's a 5-4 game. Pittsfield at Belchertown. We'll see if the Generals can do what Wakona did and knock off a top seed. Last year, Belchertown beat Pittsfield in the same game, 1-8. Belchertown went to the Class B final last year, so doesn't look great for Pittsfield. Don't, you know, their chances aren't great, but hey, this has been the best season for the Generals in a long time. They are qualified for the D3 tournament, so we'll see what they can do. You know, if they can play a clean game, they have a chance. They have a good goalie in Harrelyn Castillo. She's 4 saves shy of 500 for her career, so we'll see if she gets that tonight. But yeah, they have a very, very tough test. And we are just about out of time, so thank you for running with me. Once again, solo. Mike will be back next week. The volleyball Western Mass Championships should be this weekend. The soccer ones will be next week. I believe Wednesday or Thursday-ish, but don't hold me to that. So yeah, thank you for tuning in. Have a good rest of your week and take it easy.